So here's the question. What's the one book that stands out in your mind when you think back to your childhood? Thought about it? What about your children? If you're a parent, what are you encouraging your children to read? Or do they read at all in these days of iPods, DVDs, PS3, Xbox 360s, Nintendo DS, broadband, and multi-channel TV? Reading is becoming an issue, particularly with boys. Nanny State to the rescue. Alan Johnson, Education Secretary for the UK government, has produced a list of more than 160 books from Frankenstein to Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything to encourage teenage boys to read. The concern is that boys who may have started to read well in primary school stop reading when they hit the teenage years. So, money's being invested to put books like Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island alongside The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and fun but factual books like Why Don't Penguins' Feet Freeze into the school libraries. It'll be interesting to see if the initiative works. But it certainly made me think back to my childhood and my earliest memories, not of reading, but of being read to. It was a family tradition. Mum always read us children a bedtime story. Mum enjoyed reading, and she enjoyed reading out loud. Her choices of books covered a wide range of subjects within the fairly conservative Christian home that I grew up in. These were treasured moments that developed a love of books in all four of us children. As we got older, we took to reading for ourselves, and the world, so to speak, became our oyster. Our library tickets and regular visits to the bookshop meant my holidays were never dull. I enjoyed the outdoor life, spent hours on my bike, joined the family in annual campouts, but liked nothing better than curling up with a good book. The same's still true today. Feeling a bit tired? An early night with a good book can be very therapeutic. We tried the same with our children. I read them Mr. Men books, Enid Blyton, and then gradually moved them on to find them curled up with the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe, or some other adventure, fact or fiction, that gave them a love for literature. They still don't read as much as I do, but then books today are competing with all the other technologies. My daughter is in the middle of exams at school and would gladly quote the words of Solomon, "Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the soul." I've had several interesting conversations recently. In fact, one of them was on In Conversation, the weekly program I produce for the Hope Channel. I was talking with a scientist, Peter Walton. He actually is not a great reader, but he does remember being read to by his mother as a child. And one of the things that she read to him was the Bible. He's been amazed that, as he's gone through life, those Bible stories stayed in his mind. Not only that, they've been a real help to him. And I identify with that. Family worship, Mum reading the Bible stories, it was all an important part of my upbringing. I cry for the many children not given that opportunity, who are not challenged with the spoilt brat Joseph being sold into Egyptian slavery, but determining to stay faithful to God. Or Daniel and his three friends making hard choices in Babylon. And of course, the stories of Jesus, not just his life, but also the stories he told, the parables, all that wise teaching, so profound and yet so simple. I met my old English teacher a few weeks ago. He's now long retired, but I thanked him in particular for one class he taught, Literary Study of the Bible. What a fascinating way to read God's Word. Indeed, I was reading the Gospel of John again recently. Fascinating story. Jesus touching people's lives. All the way from John's wonder at the beginning, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth, right to the end, where he states that Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Perhaps the sadness of the top 100 books recommended for boys to read is that the Bible is not one of them. It's such a fascinating read, and at its best, it's not just bedtime reading, it's life-changing. Whether it's for you, your children, or your grandchildren, your love for the stories of the Bible really is a gift worth passing on.